Welcome back, everybody. Today is Good Friday, and we just wanted to say thank you so much for journeying with us this entire Lenten season. Maybe some of you just popped in and out. Some of you maybe watched all of our videos or listened to them on the podcast app. We are very, very, very grateful for your comments and just the fact that you took the time to listen.
Yeah. How was your lunch, up to this point?
You know what? I'm grateful that we had this to kind of give us some structure to our Lent. And then also, I would have to say, just honestly, I felt like these last 40 days were challenging. It just naturally, there was a lot of things that came up that were more difficult. And I think just trying to, like what Father Gabriel talks about, to embrace those sufferings with calmness and patience. That was kind of my big struggle.
It seems like that's the theme of our life, embracing struggle with calmness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about you?
I have really appreciated these readings of divine intimacy. Many of you know that we've often focused on St. Alphonsus, and this has been a nice break from him. It's just a different flavor. It's maybe in one sense a little shorter, so that it gave my mind a little bit more time to fix it on particular truths in just two paragraphs. Basically, I'm just looking at two bare paragraphs and asking, how does this apply to my life? Mm-hmm. That's been really beneficial. I got a story for you. A number of years ago, I was speaking at a youth conference, and in between the sessions, I went out into the foyer of the gym, and there was this young high school girl leaning against the water fountain, trying to drink some water while she was crying. It seemed like it wasn't going very good for her. So I asked her what was going on. And she said that during the conference, she had this very profound experience of Jesus. She shared with me that while she was in prayer, she had this image that came to her mind that moved her. She saw herself walking towards a forest of many trees and found herself walking through the forest to the middle, where she found the forest's biggest tree. And embedded into the tree was the crucified Christ. She saw Jesus suffering upon this tree. And then he heard him speak to her, saying, "I would die on this tree and on every tree in the entire world just to gain your heart." And then she looked at me and said, "Ken, there's a lot of trees in the world, you know." I said, "Yes, there is." Later, she said that she walked out onto the grounds and looked around. All she saw was the trees and thought, there's a lot of trees in this world. And so on Good Friday, we contemplate Jesus on that tree, on this dead tree, offering his life to bring us life. And the truth is, Jesus would die on every tree in the entire world just to gain our hearts, but one was enough. And even what he does on that cross that we remember today is a display of an excess of love. Because the truth is, one drop of blood would have been enough to redeem all of mankind. But he does not offer one drop of blood or two. He offers his entire life just to gain our hearts. And so today we will read Father Gabriel's summary of the Passion. And as you hear his words, recognize that this is all done for you. And it would be done 1,000 times over just to gain your heart, but once was enough.
Father Gabriel writes, "The agony in the garden is followed by the treacherous kiss of Judas, the arrest, the night passed in the interrogations by the high priests, and insults from the soldiers who strike Jesus, spit in his face, and blindfold him. While in the outer court, Peter is denying him. At dawn, they commence anew the questionings and accusations. The going back and forth from one tribunal to another begins, from Caiaphas to Pilate, from Pilate to Herod, and back again to Pilate, followed by the horrible scourging and the crowning with thorns. Finally, clothed as a mock king, the Son of God is presented to the mob which cries out, "Away with this man, and release unto us Barabbas." For Jesus the Savior, the crowd can only shout, "Crucify him, crucify him." Loaded down with the wood for his torture, Jesus is led away to Calvary, where he is crucified between two thieves. These terrible physical and mental sufferings reach their climax when the Savior, in agony on the cross, utters the cry, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
Father Gabriel concludes his meditation today on Good Friday with a beautiful prayer that we would like to share with you and invite you to pray along with us. It's linked here at the end of this video. Please join us.